I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, August 24th. Well, early in-person voting continues this week at Quincy City Hall. Voters may cast ballots for the September 1st state primary today through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. in the Great Hall at Quincy City Hall. This past Saturday was the last day to register to vote in the primary, and tomorrow is the last day to request a mail-in ballot for the primary. City Clerk Nicole Crispo says they've sent out over 7,000 mail-in ballots. Mail-in ballots are due back at City Hall by September 1st at 8 p.m. There is a ballot drop box located outside City Hall. All 31 precincts will be open for voting on September 1st from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Crispo's predicting a 20-25% voter turnout for the primary. It is not safe to swim in the water at Wollaston Beach in Quincy right now. Results of the latest water tests indicate unsafe levels of bacteria in the water at four sections of Wollaston Beach. The Department of Conservation and Recreation has posted signs warning people to swim at their own risk. The weekly beach water testing program will run through Labor Day. Quincy College is seeking a candidate to fill an upcoming vacancy on its 13-member volunteer Board of Governors. The position must be filled by a resident of Plymouth County. Governors serve 6-year terms and must attend monthly board and committee meetings and attend commencement exercises. Quincy High School football coach Ed DeWitt says a record number of students have registered to play with the Presidents this season. At least 95 student-athletes have registered for the program and received their equipment to play. DeWitt says the historic turnout reflects an extraordinary wave of enthusiasm, dedication, and school spirit. There may be some inconvenience to using the playground at the Squantum Elementary School, as crews will be replacing the retaining wall and fence as part of the construction of the new school. Officials say the playground will remain open during the project. However, there may be some temporary disruptions during the wall and fence project. The City of Quincy 16th Annual Candlelight Vigil in memory of all those lost to overdose and substance use disorder will be held on Wednesday at 7 p.m. on the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center. You can email Laura Martin, lmartin at quincyma.gov, to submit a photo to be included in the memorial video. The American Red Cross will hold a community blood drive today from 1 to 6:30 p.m. at the Quincy Sons of Italy Hall on Quarry Street in Quincy. Visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to schedule an appointment. A legislation years in the making, finally signed by Governor Mara Healey on Friday. It gives the state the power to seize the Norwood Hospital property via eminent domain and officially puts the current landlord, Medical Properties Trust, on notice. The hospital has been vacant since it flooded in 2020. And then came the bankruptcy of Steward Healthcare. Ever since, hundreds of thousands of people have been left without a local hospital and first responders without a close option to bring patients in an emergency. Another key player in the effort to restore Norwood Hospital is the town's general manager, Tony Mazzucco. Mazzucco recalled being there the night of the catastrophic flooding during the press conference, but now he said he could breathe a little easier with this newfound hope. The defense rested its case Friday in the Lindsay Clancy murder trial after eliciting more testimony about her mental state before she strangled her three young children. Prosecutors then began calling rebuttal witnesses before attorneys make their closing arguments in the trial, which is likely entering its final days. Hundreds of Lindsay Clancy supporters, many wearing pink clothing emblazoned with phrases such as "believe," "she needed help," and "peace for Lindsay," gathered Thursday outside the courthouse where she's on trial. Several of the 300 women and a few men said Clancy's story resonated with them and that they wanted to raise awareness about how the mental health system treats women. Clancy's lawyer does not dispute that she killed the children, but says she should not be held criminally responsible because she was mentally ill. The live-streamed trial has sparked massive discussions online and has brought attention to postpartum psychosis, a rare mental illness Clancy's attorney Kevin Reddington says she had that is linked to the stress, sleep deprivation, and hormonal changes that follow childbirth. Reddington said she also has bipolar disorder. After strangling her children, Clancy jumped from a second-story window that paralyzed her from the waist down. Reddington says Clancy repeatedly sought help. She turned to multiple outpatient providers, tried various drugs they prescribed, called a suicide hotline, went to an emergency room, and even checked herself into a psychiatric hospital. Prosecutors say the former labor and delivery nurse planned the January 2023 killings and contrived to get her husband out of the house by sending him to pick up medicine for one of their children and dinner for the family. The musicians of the Boston Symphony Orchestra are poised to strike for the first time in their history, the Boston Musicians Association said in a statement, citing the turmoil caused by the decision to oust music director Andras Nelsons, that the contract with the storied orchestra runs out just before midnight tonight. Reach for comment and a response to the union's claim that orchestra management has not agreed to a proposal to bring in a mediator. BSO President and CEO Chad Smith, his team was focused on continuing constructive conversation and reaching an agreement. A source close to the BSO said Boston that the union authorizing the strike was not an unexpected part of negotiating ahead of the contract's expiring. Smith said yesterday the two sides had tentatively agreed to extend the deadline to Tuesday. The orchestra is set to begin its 146th season in September, with Nelsons and Yo-Yo Ma part of opening night on September 17th. Earlier this year, the BSO announced that Nelson's contract as music director was not being renewed, given that the parties were not aligned on future vision. Nelsons told the musicians and staff of the orchestra at the time, quote, "This is not the decision I anticipated or wanted, but committed to continue to work and support the orchestra's stability." More than 1,300 workers at Encore Boston Harbor have voted to authorize a strike, raising the possibility of a work stoppage if union leaders and casino management fail to reach a new contract agreement before the end of the month. The workers are represented by Unite Here, Local 26, and Teamsters Local 25, and are seeking a new labor deal with Encore Boston Harbor. Union officials say they're seeking wage increases for both tipped and non-tipped employees. The current contract is set to expire at the end of August, increasing pressure on both sides to reach an agreement in the coming days. While a strike has been authorized, no walkout has been announced. A check of business news this morning, and stocks were higher on Friday. The Dow was up 517 points, the NASDAQ rose 113, and the S&P is up 33. Asian stocks mostly lower. The dollar was up. The euro fell. Oil at $92 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the Giants 5-4. They head to Miami for a series with the Marlins tonight at 6:40. The National Weather Service forecast today: mainly sunny at a high of 81 degrees. Tonight partly cloudy, a low about 60. Sunny tomorrow, high of 80. Wednesday, sunny, high 82. Cloudy on Thursday and a high of 83. For the boater today, waves 1 to 2 feet. Winds southwest, 5 to 10 with gusts to 20 knots at a high tide 9:33 a.m. Sunrise 6:01, sets at 7:31. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, August 24th.